Hirschmiller, Charles. Loma Linda, California, November 19, 1907. Mr. Charles D. Hirschmiller, South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Dear brother, I have received your letter and have read it. I would encourage you, my brother, to bear in mind that Jesus Christ gave his precious life for you. He will be your helper if you trust in him. Commit the keeping of your soul unto him who gave his own life to a cruel, shameful death, in order to redeem every soul who will receive him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 1-5, 10-14. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2, verse 10-18. You, my brother, are one that is tempted. Christ Jesus was made sin for us, that he might prove the righteousness of his own life in our behalf. Through faith in Christ, we are all accepted in the Beloved. As partakers of the heavenly calling, let us consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful, the apostle Paul declares, as a son over his own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews 3, verse 1, 2, 6-8, 12-14. Now, my brother, we have met with many souls who, in their Christian experience, have passed through circumstances similar to those mentioned in your letter. You must not trust to your impressions of unbelief. You must put your confidence in one who has given his life for you. Then you will be numbered among the receiving ones, among those who believe and receive his word, and walk not by feeling, but by faith. The word of God is true. Faith takes hold of the divine word, whereas feeling is not else but something that eclipses faith in a thus saith the word of the living God. If thou wilt enter into life, Christ says, keep the commandments. Matthew 19, verse 17. Live out my law as the apple of thine eye. God's commandments, obeyed, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 7, verse 2, 4:22. Of his own work, Christ says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Isaiah 61, verse 1, Luke 4, verse 18. Wonderful is the work which God designs to accomplish through his servants, that his name may be glorified. My brother, you must not sink down into discouragement. Lay hold of God's promises with the faith of a little child. True faith in the Lord Jesus will bring into your life rich blessing. Through the humble receiver of his promises, by faith, God allows his blessings to flow out freely to the world. Cast yourself in humility at the foot of the cross of Christ, and do the will of him who has died for you. Every worker in whose heart Christ abides, through belief of the truth as it is in Jesus, will be a representative of his Savior, to show forth God's love before all with whom he may come in contact. In his human weakness, through faith, he may lay hold of divine strength and become a laborer together with God, a blessing to himself and to his fellow men through the exercise of faith in the source of all strength, from which flow never-ceasing currents of blessing. My brother, I beseech of you to look away from yourself unto Christ and live. Put your trust in the one who loves human agencies. Let your dependence be wholly on Christ. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto him. Believe that Christ will pardon all your transgressions and forgive all your sins. Humble yourself as a little child, and Christ will receive you and bless you and strengthen you. Do not think unbelief or talk unbelief, but take God at his word and leave yourself in his hands to be taught and led of him. My brother, a great work is to be accomplished in the world, and if you will believe, you may act your part in this work. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, "Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother." Zechariah 7, verse 9. It is God's purpose to manifest through his people the principles of his kingdom. In life and character, they may reveal these principles. His purpose is to separate his people from the customs, the habits, and the practices of the world. Because he loves them, he is seeking to bring them near unto himself, that he may make known unto them his will. Comfort your heart, my brother, by believing that the Lord wants you to be saved, and that you are his child. Do not think that your mind must be in a certain state of feeling, or else you are not accepted of God. Your faith must rely not on feeling, but on the promises of God. Walk by faith in a "Thus saith the Lord." Rest your case with the Lord, and believe in his word. Believe, oh, believe the word of the Lord, and walk by faith, not by sight. Consecrate yourself anew to God. Be loyal and true to a "Thus saith the Lord," and stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ doth make you free. Believe, and walk by faith. Trust in the Lord, and you will see of his salvation.